I gave this platform to God, okay? I'm on a very specific mission.
We have to identify who the real enemy is. We have to know, where does this infiltration come from? The American people need a warrior that's unafraid to point out the real enemy. The American people are deserving of truth, exposure, and extreme accountability for the crimes against humanity that are being committed. We're on the brink of the complete collapse of America, while at the same time at the precipice of an amazing victory. If we want to prevent our children from facing a future bloodbath, I mean, I'm talking mass amounts of bloodshed, we need to step up and fight this war, and we need to fight it now. Uncensored. I refuse to be silenced or muzzled. Unafraid. No man will intimidate me. Unstoppable.
Good evening and welcome to the Stu Peters Show. So the federal government, aka the murderous corporate crime syndicate Uniparty, is mobilizing once again to ban TikTok. With both sides of this fake aisle coming together to overwhelmingly support a bill in Congress that forces TikTok's Chinese owners to either divest from it or to pull their app out of the American marketplace entirely. Now, just like everything else, there's multiple layers to this TikTok ban effort and to the people opposing it. Number one, there's people who say the ban is a Trojan horse to get rid of other social media apps like Rumble, and it probably is. We'll get to Rumble and the Rolling Stone and the ADL later in this conversation, but there's also people who say that the government shouldn't be telling Americans how to get their information and how to communicate with others, and quite frankly, no, they shouldn't. Stay the hell out of it. But what's at the core of this entire situation? If we're being bare naked honest, if we're being totally forthcoming, if we're being totally truthful, what's at the core of this entire situation, as well as the core of so many others, is Israel. Israel and the Jewish lobby and the Zionist shakedown crews like the ADL, they're all pushing this legislation because TikTok allows its users to question Israel. You're not allowed to do that. No, not here. Not in the United States. Not our greatest ally. No way. You see, they want it banned because Zoomers like TikTok. But Zoomers don't like Israel. Jonathan Greenblatt on MSNBC just came right out and said it.
But we need to talk about TikTok. TikTok, if you will, it is the 24/7 news channel of so many of our young people, and it's like Al Jazeera on steroids, amplifying and intensifying the anti-Semitism and the anti-Zion with no repercussion.
Quote, TikTok's parent company is beholden to the Chinese government, which has squarely positioned itself against Israel since October 7th. China has filled its state-controlled media and social media channels with anti-Semitic and anti-Israel rhetoric, end quote. So we want to be perfectly clear here. I'm going to ask for your undivided attention. This is very important. When these people say anti-Semitic or anti-Israel, what they really mean is anti-war. They mean they want to ban the truth. They mean any information that might get in front of you that paints Israel in an unbecoming light. Oh, for instance, for their slaughter of Palestinian women and children. Communist Jews founded China. I'll say that again. Communist Jews founded communist China. They indoctrinated hundreds of millions of people and then sent them on a mass murdering spree to overrun the country, and now it's backfired on them. China pulled out of Jewish Bolshevism and merged communism with Chinese nationalism. So sure, that's not good for America. It doesn't do anything to advance our interests. No. But it's not China that has completely occupied and taken over our government and Congress and filled it with dual citizens like Alex Jones would have you to believe. No, it's not China that has done that. It's Israel. And by the way, if you needed a reminder of how much exactly control Israel and the Zion lobby have over our political class, the Jewish Federation made that same claim almost word for word about TikTok that Nikki Haley made from the GOP debate stage. They said that people who use TikTok for 20 minutes a day are 17% more likely to hold anti-Semitic or anti-Israel views. 17%. Where do they even get these numbers from? Exactly. They pulled them out of their ass, obviously. But these people will say anything. anything that they have to say to manipulate people and gain control and gobble up even more and more power and more shekels. They won't be happy until they control the entire stream of information being presented to the American people and everyone else, for that matter. Natalie Danilishin joins us now for more on this. Natalie, do you agree?
Well, I don't necessarily agree with the whole Israel-Palestine debate. However, I do agree that there is a lot of problems behind the scenes that people aren't focusing on. Now, something that not many people know is that Targeted Victory was hired by Meta in 2022 to push the anti-TikTok narrative. And so basically we have Mark Zuckerberg over here in the corner. He is pushing, to try to get platforms pushed off. So that's something that not many people are understanding. And you can see it with people like Thomas Massie, Rand Paul, all of them, they're anti-TikTok bill. So personally, right now, I'm hoping it doesn't pass the House. I don't want to see TikTok taken off the platform. For myself, I think TikTok rots your brain. I really do. I'm not a huge fan of TikTok. However, they have a right to be here just as much as Facebook, Twitter, everybody else. So that's something that many people aren't understanding, though. Everybody who's on the anti-TikTok train are being paid by Facebook and Google and a couple of other companies. And I saw a spreadsheet the other day of all the organizations that are going against TikTok, and they're all paid by Google and Facebook.
But is the CCP, is TikTok really against, are they really against Israel? I don't think that they are, because I'm not allowed on TikTok.
I don't believe that they are. I don't think that they are. I don't think they're against Israel. And, you know, I think it's more of a narrative agenda that people use TikTok to control the narrative. And you're seeing that through places like already through, you know, Mark Zuckerberg's Meta. He's trying to control the narrative. He's silencing people.
I don't think Mark Zuckerberg is Meta, just the same way I don't think that Elon Musk is X. I think that it's all CIA, actually. This is probably the same with TikTok. But I'm not allowed on TikTok because of the fact that, and I'm going to ask you in a moment why you disagree with this Israel-Palestine narrative, but it's because of my narrative on the Israel-Palestine confrontation, and because Israel is openly posting on X their obliteration of women and children in a population that's densely populated, 50% under the age of 15, 75% under the age of 25, and they're just carpet bombing apartment complexes in the name of eradicating Hamas. Okay, so I go out and I say that I'm banned from TikTok in the same way that I'm banned from Instagram. On Instagram, when I lost my 30,000 follower account, I had to start a new account, of course, which, by the way, is Stu Peters Official. But if you go and you search Stu Peters on Instagram, guess what doesn't show up?
Can't find
Stu
it. Peters you
Official.
Can't find it.
You can't find it anywhere. You can find all of my imposters. There's probably 36 imposter accounts that have all been, by the way, reported. They don't get rid of those. They don't get rid of them. Matter of fact, they show them at the top of the search results, but they don't show the Stu Peters Network, and they don't show Stu Peters Official, my personal account, the same way. All of these people are colluding together, which tells me that they're all really run by the same entity. Now, why don't you agree with the Palestine narrative?
Well, I did see a spreadsheet the other day a sign that said Palestine was at the top of the search results on Twitter. So, you know, every platform, I think, has a reason and why they're there and what agendas they're going to push. Now, for me personally, I'm anti-war, so I try to stay out of the Israel-Palestine debate.
We will definitely join you in the anti-war.
Yeah, sure. I mean, I am completely anti-war. I'm against all wars, you know, Russia, Ukraine. I want the United States out of all of them, personally.
Well,
you know,
the United States has started them all. In the name of spreading democracy, the military-industrial complex. This has nothing to do with morals or principles or values or protecting the interests of the American people. Or you know,
it's to grow the military-industrial complex. That's what we're in these wars for. You know, money. So that's my thinking on it. But personally, I mean, when it comes to Elon Musk and X, I think he's one of the true people who want his platform to be about free speech. I am able to find you on X. That's the difference between Instagram and Twitter and TikTok, or I'm sorry, Instagram and TikTok. You know, I can find you on X perfectly easily and fine, and I actually followed you. But, you know, on all these other platforms, no, they're shutting people down. So you have to wonder about the narratives they're trying to push and what they're trying to do. Now, for me, every time I go on TikTok, I feel like it's controlling what it wants me to see.
For sure.
Have you noticed that yourself?
Oh, yeah,
so,
absolutely.
so Yeah, whereas, you know, on X, I have more of the freedom to just follow and see the people that I follow.
Is Elon Musk really about free speech? Remember, this is the guy that wants to put a chip in your brain to control your memories, thoughts, and predict your actions.
You know, I think the chip in the brain is more to help people individually. Because, you know, there's
God to help us individually with what he has equipped us with.
Well, we could do that, but, you know, maybe God puts these things in our life to make our lives better. To try to help people. That's another option. I mean, God made Elon Musk and he's attempting to make the world better. Now Elon, I think he is a true person. He truly wants freedom of speech. He practices what he preaches. So, I mean, I think he's a good guy. I've interacted with him a bit on Twitter and, you know, he puts himself out there and he tries to help people. And I see him getting nothing but hate time and time again. He's just somebody who's trying to help the world. And we need more billionaires, natural elites to be doing this. And we don't have them. They want to, you know, control TikTok or something, like the George Soros of the world, who are completely evil and horrible people, you know. And his son isn't much better either. Actually, his son might be worse. So, I mean, we have these evil people coming up, and then here's Elon Musk trying to push back. So I do appreciate Elon Musk and what he's trying to do and how he bought X so we could have free speech. I mean, the thing about X was I was banned on X at one point, and Elon actually himself personally brought me back. And all of my friends were pretty much banned as well. I don't know if you know Daniel McAdams of the Ron Paul Institute. He was kicked off Twitter, and it took him forever to get his account back. It wasn't until Elon bought X. So here we have all these other platforms silencing the descendants, but, you know, X is trying to pull that back in.
Well, but that's besides like Elon Musk, who says that he's perfectly happy going to hell. We will just pray for him and hope that he accepts Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior. And we wish him nothing but the best of luck in trying to launch his rockets through the firmament. I got to get going here, Natalie. Thank you so much for joining us. We certainly appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Of course. We say it all the time on this program. We don't have a government. No, we have a rogue, murderous corporate crime syndicate. We don't have any representation in Washington, D.C. But look around. Banks all over the place are collapsing. And then they're getting bailed out. And who's paying for that? You are. Biden says taxpayers won't pay. Well, how do those banks get that money? The Fed prints the money to cover the losses, which will cause more inflation, or they just get the money from the Treasury. Either way, you're paying for it. So what can two average Joes like you and I even do about it? Simple. Protect your wealth with physical gold and silver, just like so many other Americans and banks are doing right now, just like I'm doing. I get my gold and silver from Gold Co. Call them today, please, 855-706-GOLD. Learn how to protect your savings with gold and silver. Again, that number is 855-706-GOLD. Call Gold Co. today, 855-706-GOLD. So here's a surprising fact. Research shows that even healthy people have wild swings in their blood sugar after eating. When I talk about blood sugar, a lot of people tune out. You know, they think it's only relevant to people with type 2 diabetes, but blood sugar is a topic everybody needs to understand. One of the big keys to optimal health is to have balanced blood sugar. Spikes in blood sugar force your pancreas to work harder and are associated with things like weight gain and even risk of heart attack and stroke. So here's the reason that I even brought this up. The boys at Bioptimizers have a blood sugar optimization product called Blood Sugar Breakthrough. And I don't think I'm overstating my case when I say it's revolutionary. I personally take it. I take two capsules 15 minutes before each meal, and then my body pushes carbs and glucose into my muscles to be used as fuel instead of turning them into fat. This is why I'm recommending it to you. As a result, you'll enjoy more stable energy without the post-meal crash. Plus, you'll have better workouts, faster gains in the gym, and an easier time leaning out, getting rid of that stubborn belly fat. But perhaps the biggest benefit of all of this is it will improve your overall health tremendously. You have to try it. For an exclusive offer, go to bioptimizers.com/SP. Again, that's bioptimizers.com/SP. Just in the rhythm of your daily life, your privacy faces countless threats. The NSA and countless other people able to listen in on your phone conversations and obtain your text messages. That's why I want to introduce you to Privacy from phone123.com, your mobile fortress. With state-of-the-art end-to-end encryption, your data's journey is shielded. You can speak freely with Privacy's secure call feature. Adaptive authentication learns from you, enhancing security without slowing you down. Privacy's intuitive design makes powerful protection accessible to everyone. Behind the scenes, privacy is always evolving, defending against the latest threats. Empower your digital life with privacy starting at just $35. Visit phone123.com/stew. Again, that's phone123.com/stew, or just call them. Connect to mobile. Complete privacy assurance. Welcome back. So the lawsuits against Sean Diddy Combs are giving all of us a glimpse into the perverted world of sexual blackmail and control that absolutely thrives in what we're told are the upper echelons of our society. In lawsuit after lawsuit, Diddy has been accused of running brutal sexual blackmail rings where he's accused of drugging and raping and sexually harassing both men and women. And there are children involved. Underage girls and underage boys. And to many, it sounds like Diddy was tasked with running a sexual blackmail ring to compromise budding musicians, not too unlike Jeffrey Epstein's sexual blackmail ring to compromise budding politicians and globalist elites. See how that works? Diddy is accused of working on behalf of powerful people in the music and entertainment industry, most of whom are Jews, to control up-and-coming talent, to act as a kingmaker of sorts in the rap industry, which has long been known as a hotbed of gay perverts looking for young and aspiring rappers to latch onto and sexually abuse. So Diddy is accused in these lawsuits of using a team of enforcers to keep everyone the bosses sent to him in line. And anyone who stepped out of line, according to the lawsuits, could be in danger of losing their lives or having any number of misfortunes befall them. And with the lawsuits working their way through court, he's still trying to intimidate his alleged victims, claiming that he'll be filing defamation suits against whoever speaks up. I mean, there's always been rumors about Diddy. There's always been gossip that this guy is gay, that he's some kind of a pervert, that he sexually grooms and abuses young budding stars like the freaks over at Nickelodeon do. And now in the wake of these lawsuits and revelations, old video clips are resurfacing. And you can just see how creepy this guy really is. All of this has been out in the wide open the entire time. It's been hidden in plain sight. Take a look at this clip that we're about to play you. This is Diddy and Justin Bieber. Diddy was over 40 years old, keep in mind, at the time of this film, and Bieber was just a 15-year-old kid. Here's Diddy giving Bieber a hard time, asking him, hey, why haven't you been coming around? Why haven't you been hanging out with me? Why haven't you been calling me? And you can see Justin Bieber recoiling. He's pulling away from him, struggling to come up with an answer. It's very creepy. Look.
Everything's good? Selling out arenas and everything? Yeah. Starting to act different, huh? You ain't been calling me and hanging out the way we used to hang out.
Well, I mean, you try to get in contact with me, you know, through all my, partners and whatnot. Mm-hmm. But you never really got my number, so.
Right, okay.
My number?
Yeah.
And this is just what it looked like when the cameras were rolling. Imagine this guy backstage. Imagine this guy with no cameras around. Imagine just him and the kid who wants to be famous. So was Justin Bieber molested by Diddy Combs? I mean, that's a worthwhile question to ask, obviously. And maybe someday we'll know the answer. But we know there's precedent. And we know that it goes way deeper than Diddy molesting the talent. It could go so deep that it ensnares the story of Michael Jackson and exposes the people who took him down. The people who told the public that he was a notorious pedophile, that he was a mentally ill drug addict because he ran afoul of the Jewish power brokers that control the music industry. He even started making music about all of the ways the Jews were ripping him off. Music that's still heavily censored on platforms like YouTube to this day. Watch.
You can never count me, chew me, sue me, everybody do me, kick me, kike me, don't you black or white me. All I wanna say is that they don't really care about us. Will me, thrill me, you can never kill me, chew me, sue me, everybody do me, kick me, kike me, don't you black or white me. All I wanna say is that they don't really care about us. Will me, thrill me, you can never kill me, chew me, sue me, everybody do me, kick me, kike me, don't you black or white me.
So what's the connection between Diddy and Michael Jackson? Well, first of all, they had the same head of security. Yeah, really. Fahim Muhammad, who's described in Diddy's court case documents as a guy who could make people disappear, worked for Michael Jackson at the time of his death. He was there when Jackson's body was discovered. Look, there's a real chance here that these lawsuits have been busting open a massive criminal enterprise within the entertainment industry that spans the length of decades, and this is just the beginning. These cases are just beginning to make their way through the courts, and more are expected to follow. David Corbo is here with us to share more on this, of what he knows about any of this. I mean, that was Justin Bieber being, looked like, pursued, chased by Sean Diddy Combs. And then what do you make of the connection between this head of security for Michael Jackson, Diddy, the same time that Jackson died, he was there? I mean, this seems like it really stinks.
Well, I think the first thing that really troubles me is if you imagine the psychology of P. Diddy in that moment as a man who, you know, preyed on a young Justin Bieber, to stand there in front of him, in front of these cameras, in front of these people, and to ask him these questions, knowing that he knows what the truth is, really speaks to how untouchable Diddy thought he was, you know, and he really was for the longest time. I mean, you said it earlier, he's been running this Jeffrey Epstein sexual blackmail program within the hip-hop industry for 30 years. This guy genuinely thought he was untouchable, and there are people that I'm sure convinced him as such. But when it comes to this Michael Jackson situation, one, just a terrible atrocity, the way that the media, who, you know, guess who controls that, painted Michael Jackson in the public eye, the way that we all perceived that man in the years leading up to his death, and the mockery that was made of him and his legacy. But yeah, you touched on it there. This man that works for Diddy, I believe it's Fahim Muhammad,
yep,
who also happens to be Michael Jackson's head of security, and only just graduated from Scranton. Only just graduated from Sacramento State University in 2008, and then all of a sudden in 2009 is Michael Jackson's head of security. Not only that, but he graduates with a bachelor's of science in real estate and marketing, and then somehow is the king of pop's head of security. Make that make sense.
Well, I can't. Other than the fact the same people who control the media are the same people that control the entertainment industry, are the same people that control Diddy Combs, are the same people that seemingly wanted to kill Michael Jackson. And Michael Jackson seemed to have noticed that, which is why we see what we just saw on the prompter here and on the screen. And interestingly enough, the platforms that are censoring it are controlled by the same people. And these are Jews.
Right. Well, you know, should be a little bit more specific here.
That, David, why is everybody so scared to say that?
No, because the Jews that run the media, that run the music industry, that also have their hands in the intelligence agencies that are generating culture, have used the term anti-Semitism as an effective cudgel.
Okay. But really what it is that the Jews that control the media, the Jews that control the entertainment industry, the Jews that have infiltrated every one of our institutions, all of our bureaucracies, have an unprecedented overrepresentation in our government. They will kill you. That's the bottom line. They'll kill you, and that's why people are afraid to say it.
I agree, and there should be something pointed out here. I notice a very interesting theme. You talked about it on an episode previously that you did with my co-host Top Lobster, and I think you really hit the nail on the head where you talked about these are not the Hebrews of the Bible. These are people that are masquerading as Jews, and some of them outright Satanists. And I think what's really interesting is these same people that control the media, that control the music industry, that control, you know, the intelligence agencies that manufacture culture here in the United States. Well, take a look at the culture. What has permeated it on a grand scale? Satanism, Luciferianism, the symbolism is everywhere. It is something that they're feeding to our children in the form of hip hop. They're feeding to our children in the form of Hollywood. And it kind of makes you, it's not really a guessing game as to who's in control if you put those two pieces together.
So why don't we just call them what they are instead of saying, well, they're Zionists? No, they're Satanists.
Well, I think that that's starting to happen now. Stu, we're getting in this really interesting moment in time where these institutions, and I mean these blackmail institutions, right, these Epstein-esque institutions are falling apart before our very eyes. And there are characters like Shmuley and his daughter who are still trying to ring the bell and still trying to launch these accusations of anti-Semitism against anyone who will listen. But I do believe in real time, this narrative is falling apart.
Yeah, well, it's very obvious. Now, brother Nathaniel Kapner emailed me after I had your co-host Top Lobster on, and he said, no, Stu, you're wrong. They are Jews. So we're going to get his take on all of that, too. But I don't see this foreign secular nation state of Israel that was founded in 1948. These arbitrary borders were set up just randomly in the middle of the Middle East, surrounded by Muslims. We gave Jews, you know, this place to go. No different than the way here in America we set up reservations and allowed Native Americans to go have their space and their land. We're going to take the rest of this from you, but you can have this little sliver of land over here. And then, you know, obviously that opens up the argument of who really founded this country, who was here first, and, you know, whether or not Christopher Columbus was some evil white tyrant, and if the Native American... Look, at the end of the day, that secular nation state of Israel that promotes the murder of babies inside of the womb, that promotes the genocide of Palestinians, whether they're Muslim or not, whether they're extremists or not, these kids don't deserve to die. And when we say, hey, this is ethnic cleansing and genocide at the hands of Israel, this is the beginning, the precipice of World War III at the hands of Israel, our military-industrial complex, Israel, 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 anything that they want, Israel, smooching the wall. How do you have the most powerful person on the face of the planet? Okay, since Jesus Christ, the only man to have any amount of sway over amount it's Donald Trump, okay? How do you have Donald Trump going there, bowing down, kissing the ring, and smooching the wall? The most powerful people in the world have to go and swear an allegiance to the secular nation state of Israel before they can swear an oath to our Constitution. They do it to every single sitting member of Congress. If you deny it, you're out of there. They will get you out of Congress if you don't do it. How do they have this much... This is not the same Israel of the Bible. It can't be. It can't be. The church is us. We, the people. The church is those followers of Jesus Christ. Israel is the church. Don't you agree with that? Where did these people come up with this?
It's amazing that you're talking about this because if you look at Candace Owens, I think we're a position right now where they are about to try to make the expression Christ is King anti-Semitic. They're going to label that anti-Semitic. And I say, keep an eye out for that. That's coming down the pipe soon. But
let's put that on t-shirts, you know, we're talking, right away. Let's get that on t-shirts.
Yeah, absolutely. So what I'm seeing is, like you're talking about, these heads of state. I mean, we just had Javier Milei, who wins the nomination in Argentina for all these libertarian values. And then immediately after he wins, all of a sudden, pictures are emerging, him crying, kissing the wall, him saying he wants to build the third temple. And you look at this Diddy thing, to go back to that, and it's like, what do Diddy and Epstein also have in common? This operation was taking place in the Virgin Islands, right? This is where all of these things seem to go down. And who is directly involved in Jeffrey Epstein's Virgin Islands, what is his Little St. James scandal? Mossad. So not only do you have this happening on a cultural front here in the States, but you have it happening on an intelligence front. They are controlling everything. They are manufacturing culture in the United States, around the world. They are. This is why we answer to them, or at least you can see who the boss is, which is why you have Donald Trump, yeah, kissing the wall, and everybody has to answer to them. So it's, but I do think, Stu, we're at this precipice where, like I said, this narrative is falling apart. I don't know what comes next, but I believe it's probably going to become more aggressive, which is why I said, look out for the idea that the expression Christ is King is going to become anti-Semitic just by definition via the media. And once again, just another example of them taking the fact and making it hate speech.
Yeah, son of God will likely be anti-Semitic. Just the
correct
name, just saying Jesus Christ. You know, you notice on Instagram, one of the main reasons why content gets removed is not because you're saying anything other than, I believe in God. Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior. Anything pro-Christianity is getting banned as hate speech, getting your account torn down. That's happening on Instagram. Literally, all you have to do is mention Jesus Christ and you'll be banned. This is a full-on attack on Christianity. And it's all being led by the same people who claim to be Jewish.
Well, in the book of Revelations, it does say that during the end times, Christians are going to be persecuted. And this is something that being sort of a longtime conspiracy enthusiast for 16 years now, I was looking for, well, how is that going to manifest itself? And you saw the demonization of white America over the past few years, but that's not enough. The bar has to be pushed to not only include white America, but also Christian America. And so based off of the direction that everything is going, I believe that that's what we're going to see next. And I don't know what form that's going to take. I don't want to be an alarmist and ring the bell, although you should be alarmed. We're in this moment in time where, you know, Kanye West is suddenly being validated. Kanye West was one of these people that said that they killed Michael Jackson. And if you look at the arc of Michael compared to the arc of Kanye West, you have the same rhetoric being espoused. The Jews are controlling me. You have the same demonization by the media in every which way, handlers coming down on them. You know, you have Kanye saying that showing text messages that his handler was going to drug him into oblivion and make it so that he didn't see his children again. And where was the media on that? Fully silent. Who controls the media? The same people that Kanye West is launching these allegations against. So, I mean, you should be alarmed. People should be alarmed. It's really time to wake up and see with some clarity what's going on here, because like I said several times throughout this, they're controlling every aspect of what you think is genuine culture. It is in fact not. It's manufactured by intelligence agencies, by media organizations, by heads of the music industry who are all Jewish. But it's my contention that they are not the real Hebrews of the Bible. These are fake Jews.
The media that is controlled by the Jews was absent on the story of Kanye West. The platforms that are controlled by the Jews suppressed, removed, silenced, and censored Michael Jackson calling out the Jews. And then he said, you cannot kill me, paraphrasing, you cannot kill me, and they killed him. Period. David Corbell, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it. God bless you.
Thank you for having me, Stu. God bless you.
You all know that I love Magnesium Breakthrough. It's been a life changer for me. My sleep, my mood, my relaxation. So for those of you that have never tried it, now's your chance, because this month only, you can get a free bottle of this best-selling full-spectrum supplement that contains all seven forms of magnesium that your body craves in exactly the right balance. Bioptimizers, the people who make this Magnesium Breakthrough, are offering a 14-day sleep challenge. So for all of you in Stu Crew, you get a free 14-day supply. All you have to do is pay some nominal shipping fee. That's it. No other strings attached, no other purchase required. The challenge is simple. Try Mag Breakthrough for 14 days, see all the positive changes I just mentioned. If your sleep and energy are not absolutely rocking by the end of 14 days, you've lost nothing. But if they are, your life is back on track. Get your free bottle. Go to magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Again, that's magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Enter the coupon code STUPETERS10. That's it. Look, they wouldn't be letting me give these bottles away if they weren't 100% confident how effective it is. And again, this is now on the short list of supplements that I absolutely have to have every day. Get your free 14-day supply right now, magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Again, magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. We say it all the time on this program. We don't have a government. No, we have a rogue, murderous corporate crime syndicate. We don't have any representation in Washington, D.C. But look around. Banks all over the place are collapsing. And then they're getting bailed out. And who's paying for that? You are. Biden says taxpayers won't pay. Well, how do those banks get that money? The Fed prints the money to cover the losses, which will cause more inflation, or they just get the money from the Treasury. Either way, you're paying for it. So what can two average Joes like you and I even do about it? Simple. Protect your wealth with physical gold and silver, just like so many other Americans and banks are doing right now, just like I'm doing. I get my gold and silver from Goldco. Call them today, please, 855-706-GOLD. Learn how to protect your savings with gold and silver. Again, that number is 855-706-GOLD. Call Goldco today, 855-706-GOLD.
What if I told you there was a hostile alien species that controls your appetite, sleep, and focus? Invaders that urinate and defecate throughout your body whenever they are hungry. We call them parasites, and they are the root cause of many health issues that result in pain, suffering, and death. The Purge is our solution. Purge Suddenly offers a unique blend of 17 detoxifying ingredients, including black walnut hull and wormwood, scientifically proven to not only kill parasites, but to destroy and flush them out. If you've never gone through a parasite cleanse or didn't do it the right way, our proven formula prepares you for a complete and total victory. Increased alertness, weight loss, and clear skin are just a few of the potential benefits customers have reported back. Kill the parasites. Destroy their eggs and build a big, beautiful wall inside your body to keep them out. It is time to purge suddenly. It's you or them. Make your move now.
So after losing his show on CNN, noted homosexual Don Lemon tried to follow in the footsteps of Tucker Carlson, a much more legitimate journalist. He tried to start his own show over on X, which he titled The Don Lemon Show. And for the show's first episode, which was scheduled to air next Monday, he sat down with Elon Musk for an interview. Now, no one is too sure of the details yet except for Lemon and Musk, but after the interview, Musk apparently canceled his platform's partnership with Lemon. So this is unclear at this point if this means the show will be barred from airing on X or if it just means the platform won't be promoting Lemon's show to the masses, which would be a welcome relief, actually. But either way, the partnership has apparently gone out the window. Now, in the immediate aftermath of this news, of course, the corporate media, the same corporate media that fired Don Lemon not too long ago, has jumped all over Elon Musk, claiming that he's not supporting free speech, saying that Don Lemon must have made him mad by asking a tough question and it prompted him to kill the show. They're making all kinds of accusations, of course, even though we have very little information about this as things currently stand. And it looks pretty much like all of the information that the corporate media has is coming from Don Lemon himself. From a self-serving video that he made where he's talking in his soft, squeaky, homosexual voice and whining about Elon Musk not supporting free speech for people like him. Now, it's not clear if Lemon is playing both the race card or the homo card or both, but it's a ridiculous thing to even say. To act like a guy who's been in corporate media his entire adult life, who sat on television attacking the First Amendment rights of the American people, and who has now lost a lucrative deal with X, is actually having his right to free speech threatened by anyone. Take a look at this video. Listen to Don Lemon trying to win back the support of the people who fired him by casting himself as the victim of Elon Musk.
Hi, everyone. Elon Musk is mad at me. And I just put out a statement about what happened between him, me, and the interview that he is apparently so upset about. But make no mistake about this. This is going to be my first episode of the Don Lemon Show this coming Monday, March 18th. So make sure you tune in. This does not change anything about the show except for my relationship with Elon and X. And there's a whole lot that went down and I'm going to tell you about in the coming days. I know, though, that many of you were not happy that I was doing this in the first place. And you told me so. I just want you to know that I did this deal because not only do I believe in free speech, but I believed that this was the best possible chance for the work that I'm doing to reach the largest amount of people. So speaking of free speech, right, I thought the first person interview, no-brainer, Elon Musk, the man who calls himself a free speech absolutist. I asked him to do it. He willingly agreed to the interview. Throughout our conversation, I kept reiterating to him that although it was tense at times, I thought it was good for people to see and hear our exchange and that they would learn from our conversation, learn more about him, learn more about me. But apparently, free speech absolutism doesn't apply when it comes to questions about him from people like me. What did we talk about? Why is he so upset? Does he even have a reason to be upset? Make sure you watch it on Monday on YouTube and everywhere you listen to podcasts, and you can decide for yourself. You can even watch it on X because I'm still going to post it there, and I'm sure others will as well.
Make sure you watch it on YouTube, the Zionist-controlled social media platform. Make sure you watch it everywhere the Jews approve. Now, as I mentioned, we don't know anything about the nature of this partnership or what went wrong with it, of course. It's likely some kind of a contractual dispute. We'll probably learn all about it in the coming days and weeks. But in the meantime, Don Lemon and his old co-workers in the corporate media have decided to latch onto this story and try to blow it up into something bigger than it is so that this little show of his can get as much attention as possible. You know, there are very few people out there who are awaiting the next Monday with bated breath. People who just can't wait to see the premiere of the Don Lemon Show. Most people wouldn't even know who the hell Don Lemon is or know that the show was going to air if he hadn't made this video crying about Elon Musk. So this definitely gives the impression that there's something more nefarious going on here. Maybe it's that Lemon intentionally blew up this deal because it would be a bigger publicity stunt than actually going through with having a show on X when nobody knows who in the hell Don Lemon is anyways. He would have been completely embarrassed when 5,000 X users tuned into his new Don Lemon show. So he's turned himself into the victim, and now he can run easier damage control when he has to explain his numbers. Jonathan Cagle has a lot to say about this, and he joins us now. Jonathan, welcome back. We always appreciate having you.
This guy makes $1 million a month to be a 90 IQ, pretentious, condescending, like contemptuous asshole. I have no sympathy for him. And the vibe that I got from the interview, that was, I should have thought about this a long time because so much of the media is like this, but I came away from the interview thinking that Don Lemon was like a CIA asset trying to like trigger Elon into some kind of like response. And you see Elon with his, I don't have to answer your questions. Like, this is my shop now. You know how you guys used to say, you don't like what's going on here, build your own. Well, I bought the one that I wanted, and so now it's mine, and I don't like have to answer your shit.
And by the way, I bought the one that everybody had a problem with. I bought the one when it was Twitter 1.0 and Jack Dorsey had control of it. I still think that the CIA runs X. I mean, I really don't, I just don't know how much hands-on Elon Musk really is, or if he's just kind of set up there as this psyop that's, you know, to create a buffer between the people and what is the CIA running the narrative in our country. And then obviously the CIA is acting at behest of people who call themselves Jews in Israel.
Yeah, so the Twitter safety and content apparatus is managed by two IDF soldiers. One of them, I believe, is still active. And Linda Yaccarino is ethnically Jewish, and there are ties behind the scenes that will be released in other mediums in the coming days and have already been started that way. Is UJA Federation is going to have a big play behind this too, which Linda Yaccarino is a part of. And I truly believe when advertisers started pulling their endorsements from X, basically extorting, you know, Elon in a coordinated fashion, his concession when he went to Israel was that he was going to, you know, put one of their chosen people in to run the company.
Yeah,
and that would give them the comfort to come back. And yeah, they brought her in. So yeah, that's where she comes from.
So yeah, he went to Israel. He made that promise. He put Yaccarino in place. Then he went to Auschwitz with Ben Shapiro, watched with his child on his shoulders these propaganda films, all of the films about the Holocaust that we all know were fake because these things were reconstructed. You know, but what's happening here is this. There is this extremely fast sliding, it's like a water slide or one of those ski jumps, you know, where you, I mean, these skiers, they just gain all kinds of momentum before they finally plateau and they launch, right? That's what's happening with alternative media broadcasts. That's what's happening with platforms like the Stu Peters Network. That's what's happening with dissident media and people who have a dissident viewpoint or have any kind of a dissent attitude toward the Israeli Jewish run American federal government and its entire apparatus, the military industrial complex, the media industrial complex. And so what's happening is places like CNN that used to employ Don Lemon are now becoming completely irrelevant. Fox News is completely irrelevant as more and more people wake up to start realizing this. So now, despite the fact that they fired, you know, this homosexual Don Lemon, they have to now kind of like almost reauthenticate him or somehow validate his existence because they go, oh, we're losing control here of the narrative. We're losing a grip. We have to make corporate media look like it is what it is again, because these people like Stu Peters are taking over the landscape and the whole narrative is shifting. Look at the Overton window on X and on Instagram and everywhere else where people are now having the conversation. Hey, who the hell is running this country's into the dirt?
Yeah, it's there's so many coordinated psyops going on that are basically just designed to reinvigorate the American people in their support for, you know, Israel and Ukraine. And it's just, it's so sad because you can see them in real time. You talked about the Overton window. You can see them in real time going from, you know, 12 months ago, Israel was certainly our greatest ally. Nobody would have assumed otherwise and blah, blah, blah. And to now, with everything that's happened to Gaza, with everything that's happened with AI pack and with how contemptuous and unapologetic for obviously offensive and like insufferable behavior by that faction, they have lost a lot of support. And what you're seeing now, in my opinion, is a grasping at straws, so to speak, because the avalanche is already started and everything's snowballing, but it's not going in their favor.
Yeah.
And so you're going to see additional.
All of that support, that vigorous support from these Protestants and these evangelicals, that support is now going toward America First platforms. That support is now going toward, hey, what the hell's going on at my dinner table? What's happening to my kids? Why are my kids being, you know, directed to this transgenderism narrative? Why are they being forced into this homosexual acceptance? Oh, maybe we should look at a guy called Magnus Hirschfeld. Stu Peters just talked about him the other day. Oh, he was this Jewish self-proclaimed sexologist that the Nazis had to rise to power while millions of people supported Hitler and his burning of books. What were they burning exactly? Oh, the pornographic filth that was being shoved in front of their kids' faces. They wanted a return to normalcy. The Rolling Stone is saying that I called Hitler a hero. They're going after Rumble right now because apparently Don Trump's campaign, we know, advertised immediately before a video that I had played where I just asked the guest, hey, we understand that Hitler very likely was a ruthless and evil dictator that may have killed millions of people. Nobody really knows because of the propaganda that supports and surrounds every single war that's fought, including the wars fought today, probably even now more so than ever. But for burning these books, wasn't that a heroic act? And that was a question. Anybody who opposes burning pornographic filth that's being placed in front of your kids or stocked on the classroom bookshelves, anybody who supports that is complicit in the molestation and rape and sex trafficking of children. Anybody who says, oh, Stu, you should never condone that kind of book burning, you're complicit. Everybody who burns books like that is a hero. Much the same as this, Jonathan. If you go to prison because, you know, you murdered 16 people, well, you're an evil person. You know, and unless you repent and accept Jesus Christ, I guess he forgives everybody, you're going to burn in hell by the lake of fire for the rest of your life, eternity, all of eternity. Your soul's gone. Even though you're an evil person in every sense of the word because you just killed 16 people, if when you get to prison, you kill three child molesters inside prison, well, you may still be an evil person, but for that act, you're a hero. Do you agree?
100%. So, like, I always say to people, like, so many of our side, the reason that we've allowed ourselves to find ourselves in this position is because so many people on our side want to be these sanctimonious gatekeepers waiting for our heroes to be blameless. And none of those people exist. Only one has ever existed. And, you know, he's not coming back until it's time for everybody to answer for what they've done. So, you know, the gatekeeping of, like, just because somebody up over here and gets it wrong over here, like murder notwithstanding, but like in reasonable terms, doesn't mean that they can't still serve a meaningful purpose to the overall movement and call a spade a spade. For example, Candace Owens, like, I know that you and I are probably not her biggest fans because we know like her background, but what she's doing in the expose with Rabbi Shmuley while working for Daily Wire and Ben Shapiro,
a Jew,
is incredibly important because she has them between a rock and a hard place.
Yeah.
Because this rabbi over here is clearly demonstrating to the rest of the world he's absolutely a vile person. And she's forcing Ben Shapiro, daring him even, to make a move and remove her.
Yeah.
Because it will only perpetuate everything that we thought about. But with the books mentioning, you know, as you were saying that, I was thinking about Fahrenheit 451 and Ray Bradbury, and I was like, do I need to go back and reread all of these books that came out that are, you know, I was brought up on the notion that they were classics, and they were, you know, cautionary tales of what had happened in the past, and I'm thinking to myself, was Ray actually, like, was Ray's lead character in the book, it's not Winston, that's 1984. Was he actually the good guy? Was the book burner actually doing a service to the population because they didn't tell you that, yeah, the books they're burning are filth that have no business being in front of children?
Right.
And it's made me like so much of the last 3 years has made me reevaluate all the paradigms and all the normatives that we've been taught and browbeat with over the years.
We're going to tell you more about this this thing going on with the Rolling Stone too. This is a full frontal. They're not even trying to hide this. This is a full frontal attack. If you say anything at all, even if it is 100% the truth, even if you suggest burning pornographic filth so that it doesn't reach our children is a heroic act, they're going to demonize that as anti-Semitism. So what you're telling me is that you're an anti-Semist or an anti-Semite or whatever. They're all fake words. You're an anti-Semite if you believe that we shouldn't push this in front of our kids. It's unbelievable. So you're telling me that Jews love the idea of pushing pornographic filth in front of kids, as if being an anti-Semite has anything to do with being Jewish, because as we all know, a lot of these people who claim to be Jews aren't actually Jews, they're Satanists. There's a lot to unpack here. Jonathan Cagle, thanks for helping us get some of it out of the way. We appreciate it. God bless you.
Thanks, dude.
You know, a lot of people think they're ready for what's coming. Some world government roaming the streets of the United States, seizing guns from Americans, disarming you. A lot of people think, oh, when the deep state comes or the zombie apocalypse happens, I'm totally ready. In today's world, you have to be prepared for everything. It's not just an option, it's a necessity. When it comes to protecting my friends and family and ensuring that we're getting ready for any emergency, I choose American Reserves. With American Reserves, you're not just buying peace of mind. No, you're investing in high quality, long shelf life emergency food, top-notch water filtration products, essential survival gear designed to keep you safe and your kids safe no matter what. In emergency situations, having these products will keep you and your family alive. I'm not overstating this. And I know the people at American Reserves. I love doing business with them because they're patriots. They're Christians. They care truly about your family's preparedness. So don't wait for the emergency to find you and your family unprepared. Visit AmericanReserves.com today. If you use the discount code STU, you'll get 10% off everything. Take the first step towards securing your family's safety with American Reserves. You're not just ready, you're prepared for anything. Again, AmericanReserves.com and use promo code STU. I'm going to ask you for your undivided attention because I'm going to tell you about what could possibly be the most important life-saving supplement that I have ever talked about. It's called Cardio Miracle. Each serving of Cardio Miracle has a combination of over 50 high-quality ingredients, including a huge variety of fruits, vegetables, amino acids, and herbs, all of which come together to promote your body's ability to produce nitric oxide. Nitric oxide is so important for heart health. It helps to relax and dilate your blood vessels, which supports blood flow and circulation. And I love that you don't have to take this giant pill to get all of this nutrition. No, Cardio Miracle comes in a powder formula, so it's really easy to mix all day throughout the day into juice or water and take it at any time. That also helps to support mood regulation because it's a neurotransmitter. It's a neuromodulator in the brain. So it can support the release of serotonin and dopamine, both of which are really important and involved in mood regulation. Cardio Miracle also supports mental clarity, sleep quality, energy levels. It can even help with recovery after exercise. Nitric oxide is essential for so many functions in the body, and Cardio Miracle supports the production of nitric oxide, so you get many benefits from just one supplement. Please go to highpowerheart.com. Again, highpowerheart.com. I'm telling you, this could quite possibly be the most important supplement that I will ever talk about. Cardio Miracle. Go to highpowerheart.com. So the Rolling Stone, this fake publication that's been caught lying over and over again, time after time after time, they're caught lying. And now they're coming after yours truly. They're trying to shake down the Stu Peters Show. They're trying to shake down the Stu Peters Network. They're trying to shake down Rumble. Because we're telling the truth. Because we're breaking the narrative that they have spent years chiseling into stone. And every day, between Rumble and X and at StuPeters.com and on DirecTV and Dish Network and Roku and Fire Stick and Apple Podcasts and Apple TV, we are waking up millions and millions of people. Rolling Stone has been writing hit pieces on me for months now. They have this creep little San Franciscan called Tim Dickinson watching my every move. He's been assigned to the Stu Peters beat. This guy, this Tim Dickinson, went to Rumble and tried to shake them down. tried to pressure them into removing my recent interview with Peter Quinones, where we told the truth about Weimar Germany. We told the truth about the Jewish-run transgender movement and the pornography and the gay perverted filth that was thrust upon the German people, specifically their children, as their country and their culture were completely destroyed, made into a complete mockery after their defeat in World War I. Germany was being used as a safe haven for the biggest, most disgusting perverts and parasites on Earth. Some of the most disgusting lizard things in human history. And these lizard things were using Germany, specifically Berlin, as a home base to spread suicidal anti-human ideologies all around the Western world, all around Christendom. And all of it was run by Jews. Jews like Magnus Hirschfeld, the father of transgenderism, who even tried to bring his act to America in the early 1930s, if you could believe that. Oh yeah, he went on tour in the United States. And he gave speeches in both English and German. Why was that exactly? Well, because when he spoke in German, he was usually presenting his perverse lifestyle to his fellow European Jews. People who had been pouring into the United States since the founding of the Federal Reserve. And he'd talk to them about transgenderism. He would talk to them about all of the ways that he was going to bring his filth and his perversions into the United States and destroy us from the inside out, just like he was doing to Germany. But when he gave speeches in English, he hid those plans. Yeah, he didn't want the goyim to catch on. He didn't want them to know what he was doing, what his plans were. He didn't want them knowing anything. He didn't want them noticing. And for a long time, for a really long time, at least in the United States, no one did notice. And by the way, he also tried spreading his ideology, his anti-human filth, to places like Brazil and Japan and Morocco. He was establishing ideological outposts on every inhabited continent, targeting children. And when he finally returned to Europe, when he got back to his Institute of Sexology in Berlin, it wasn't much longer before he was run out of Germany. Hitler's National Socialists were swept into power, supported by millions and millions of people. And they were supported by millions of people because they were swept into power on a platform that included wiping Hirschfeld's filth off of the map, removing it from the German landscape entirely. So his institute was smashed up. It was burnt. All of that perverted filth that he was peddling there, his books on transgenderism and his books on homosexuality and his books on pedophilia and all of his disgusting pornography, it was all burnt. And Hirschfeld wasn't the only subversive to meet this fate. The books and the pornography of perverts all over Germany were burnt. They were torched. They were wiped off the face of the planet. And no matter what Rolling Stone or any of these other vultures have to say about that, that was an heroic act. And that's exactly what I asked in my interview with Peter Quinones. I asked Peter, was burning these books, if you can even call them that, was burning these books that were planted there to destroy Christendom, to destroy the Western world, to destroy Germany, to destroy children, was that an heroic act? I want to be very clear here. Anyone who will come to the forefront and destroy this filth that is still being thrust onto our countries at an even faster pace now than it ever has been, and with even more intensity than it was in Weimar Germany, anyone who does that is acting heroically. Now, that's not to say that Hitler was a hero. That's not to say that Hitler and his cronies didn't do bad things. Of course they did. Everyone did. It was a war. It was a world war. Horrific things happened. The United States and the British, we firebombed Dresden, Germany into oblivion. A city with little to no legitimate military targets. A city that was full of women and children and aging men who were too old to be sent to the front lines, and we bombed it until it no longer existed. For the express purpose of terrorizing civilians and tiring them of the war. And then we let it fall to the hands of the Soviets. So to add insult to injury, they got to live under communism for the next half a century. The communists who were our allies in that war. Our allies from the Soviet Union, the Jewish Bolsheviks who killed tens of millions of Russian Christians to come to power, their death figures, the number of people they killed, the mass rapes that they're responsible for across Europe, they make Adolf Hitler look like a little schoolgirl. But those Soviets, we are told, were heroes. We're told that that Bolshevik army, which had an ethos of raping every woman, every little girl that they came across from age 8 to 88, was the greatest ally that we ever knew. Until, of course, we met the Israelis. We're told that the Soviets didn't break bad until after World War II, until after they helped the United States bring freedom and democracy and justice to continental Europe. How convenient for the narrative. And that twisted logic, it continues on to this day. Yeah, because now we're told that Vladimir Putin is the ultimate boogeyman. That the guy who pulled Russia out of communism, out of the satanic international order, is the most evil man on the face of the planet. He's the second coming of Hitler. And a big part of why we're being told that is because right now he's taking on this disgusting Jewish-run, Western-backed regime in the fake nation of Ukraine, a regime that was installed by George Soros and Barack Obama and Joe Biden and propped up by the corporate crime syndicate called the United States federal government, including the fake Republican Party. So we're told that because he's standing up to them, standing up to the same people who are now abusing American children and pushing transgenderism and homosexuality and pedophilia onto them, that Vladimir Putin is the most evil man on earth. Does anyone think that Vladimir Putin lives his life by American social values and by American ideals? On the value of human life and all of these other things that we've been taught to believe in? No, of course they don't. And if someone tells you that they do, they're not being honest or they're terribly out of touch. American culture, or what's left of it, and Russian culture are just different. They were formed on other sides of the plane. But we don't have to agree with every single thing that someone does to recognize acts of heroism. We don't have to believe that everything that they do is an act of heroism. People can do bad things and still commit heroic acts. Like the murderer who goes to prison and then kills three pedophiles while he's in there. Yeah, murder is bad, and for that, you're evil. But for killing those pedophiles, you're a hero. Vladimir Putin ran the Rothschild cabal out of his country. Vladimir Putin banned GMOs from Russia. Vladimir Putin never forced you to get a lethal injection. Vladimir Putin is executing and castrating pedophiles. For that, he is a hero. He's banned the gay grooming of children. For that, Vladimir Putin is a hero. He's banned transgenderism. These are all heroic acts. These are all heroic things that a real leader does. He's stepping in and protecting his people from the most destructive forces that we've seen over the past 100 years. He's protecting them from the same people who took over Russia and used the Soviet Union, especially during and before World War II, as a launch pad for their worldwide Jewish revolution. And that's why the ruling class and this global cabal of perverts and pedophiles and bankers and NGOs are absolutely terrified of him. This is a war. It's a spiritual war. It's a biological war. It's a physical war. And we have been fighting this war for 100 years. The enemy, these perverts, these disgusting freaks and pedophiles who've picked up the mantle of Magnus Hirschfeld, they're on the march, they're on the offensive, and they're spreading filth all over the planet. They're taking over entire governments and infecting them with their virus. They are the virus. The United States government has multiple high-ranking trannies in positions of power. And these sick and disgusting freaks are governing everything from our nuclear weapons to our National Health Department. And both fake political parties have allowed it to happen. They've allowed this evil to take root in the United States of America, and they've allowed it to accumulate power. Our government, which is quite literally fake and gay and even trans, is now spreading this perverted mayhem all over the world in some kind of twisted modern-day version of colonialism. They're going into Africa and teaching them how to do sex change operations. They're going into Africa and pushing homosexuality on children. They're going into Africa and shooting these people up with experimental drugs, with bioweapons, like they're some kind of lab animal to see if they keel over and die or become infertile or have children with birth defects, so they can then turn around and unleash these very same weapons against us here in the United States. And African governments, yeah, they're starting to stand up to it. They're moving to ban homosexuality. That's heroic. It should be outlawed. Homosexuality should be a criminal offense. They're giving the death penalty in Africa to pedophiles. That's heroic. To groomers. They're standing up to this perverted form of neocolonialism that American tax dollars are paying for. And they're even moving to ban Bill Gates and his bioweapons from ever entering their countries again. These are heroic acts. Now, does that mean that because we acknowledge their heroism, that we have to agree with everything that goes on in the third world? No, of course not. Of course we don't. As a matter of fact, we vehemently oppose much of it. But we can still acknowledge that in these parts of the world, most men still have their balls intact. But here at home, no. We have a government. We have a nation run by cowards and perverts and a**es. We have a general public that's been brainwashed into accepting that. Brainwashed into just rolling over and allowing their kids to be mentally raped, psychologically molested, and much, much worse. Every time they set foot in their school, every time they turn on the Disney Channel, every time they turn on Nickelodeon, and publications like Rolling Stone, this fake news disgrace that's been caught over and over again, pushing fake news stories with a sexual twist, like the UVA rape hoax and their obsessive reporting on the fake anti-Trump piss dossier and Stormy Daniels and their support of child mutilation. They are a major component of all of this. And it's not just the Rolling Stone, which is obviously being propped up by dark money at this point because no one reads it. It's the entire corporate media. It's the New York Times. It's the Washington Post. It's CNN. It's MSNBC. It's the Fox News Channel. They're all part of this perverted, demented brainwashing apparatus to introduce this filth to the American people, specifically children, in the form of news, to try to legitimize it, to try to legitimize sexualizing children, and moreover, legal sexual access to children. And they'll attack anyone who speaks up, anyone who dares to speak out, to actually take action. They are sending a clear message. If you step up to defend your children, if you defend your culture, if you defend your heritage, they will do everything that they possibly can to destroy you. They'll twist your words. They'll lie about what you say to try to silence you. These disgusting rags like the Rolling Stone, the corporate press, the perverted public school textbooks, all of the pornographic, pedophilic filth that's sitting on library shelves right now are nothing more than modern day works of Magnus Hirschfeld. And anyone who doesn't support, who's not for burning this filth, who doesn't support the heroic act of destroying and killing with fire anything that's here to hurt our children, is demonic. Whether they're a parent or a teacher or a politician or some fake Dickinson journalist or a doctor who's allowing this profession to be overrun with this disgusting ideology, anyone who doesn't stand up, who doesn't stand shoulder to shoulder with their fellow man and say, enough is enough, and then set fire to the ultimate plague on mankind, is in league with Satan. As a matter of fact, they are complicit in the rape and mutilation and murder of kids. the most vulnerable, most defenseless members of our society. These crybabies at Rolling Stone and other rags like it love to say that if you're not out on the streets with a bunch of black thugs burning down entire cities, then you're complicit in racism, then you're complicit in systemic oppression. Well, in reality, the Rolling Stone is not just complicit in the destruction of our children, in the destruction of mankind itself. They're an active party to it. The Rolling Stone is actively pushing for the rape of our children. The Rolling Stone is actively pushing for the mutilation of their bodies and the destruction of kids' entire lives in the name of transgenderism. And those whose bodies they don't get a hold of, they'll make sure to poison their brains. They'll make sure to expose their little minds to so much of this filth over the course of their childhoods and the rest of their lives that they won't know any better. That they'll believe that all of this is normal. Because the adults in the room are too busy watching the NFL or too busy pushing this filth themselves to tell them otherwise. They have been neutered. They have been castrated and turned into and they can't even stand up and fight for their own children, for their own decency, for their own lives. You know, I say every day at the very beginning of this broadcast, in the intro to my show, that I'm on a very specific mission. God has put me on a path, on a mission, to stand up and fight for our children, to fight for their very right to life itself. That's what this is all about. It's about saving our children, saving the next generation from the scourge that's been thrust upon them, that's been thrust upon all of us. We can either stand up and take back what's ours, take back our churches, take back our schools, take back our countries from these perverts and pedophiles, or we can crawl back into our holes and let them rape and castrate our kids. As for me, I know what I'll do. I know for damn sure what I'll do. And it's up to all of you, every single person out there, to make the choice every single day to never surrender. To remain on the offensive. To push back on these disgusting freaks even harder than they've been pushing on us. No retreat. No surrender. No backing down. No amnesty. No quarter for these perverts and pedophiles and all of the complicit parties like Rolling Stone. They'll see their day in court in front of a military tribunal and they'll be convicted. And the moment that they're convicted, every single one of them will face extreme accountability. Extreme accountability for their crimes against humanity and most importantly, their crimes against our children. I would like to reserve this book in your name. It's called No Grid Survival Project, and inside you'll find 75 ingenious do-it-yourself projects that can help you to protect your own family, not only from long-term blackouts or after an EMP, but also in times of economic crisis, riots, hyperinflation, hurricanes, civil war, martial law, or any other unforeseen events that may come our way. This book, the immediate payoff of having these projects is that they make you independent, self-sufficient on your own property. You don't want to depend on the government or anyone else for your basic needs. You'll discover things like how to make water out of thin air, the long-lasting survival foods that you can make at home, automatic backyard traps and alarms for looters and intruders, a pressurized rainwater harvester, EMP-proof survival generators, the self-sustaining greenhouse, a simple device that can keep you off of FEMA's radar, do-it-yourself, no-grid air conditioning unit, and a whole lot more. Yes, air conditioning units. Do it yourself. The immediate payoff of having these projects is that they make you independent and self-sufficient on your own property. You don't want to depend on anybody else. Go to nogridprojects.com/stu and take advantage of a 75% discount. This book right here, and this offer won't be available for long. That's nogridprojects.com/stu. It's 2024, and you must start taking care of helping your liver now more than ever. Why? Well, because the latest data indicates that those with fatty liver were 3.5 times more likely to have heart failure than those without. And did you know that 100 million Americans have fatty liver? I had no idea. That many people are at risk. We throw everything at our livers. Cholesterol, alcohol, toxins, Tylenol, cigarettes. That's why so many of us have a sluggish fatty liver that makes us gain weight and lose energy. For decades now, your liver has helped you with over 500 key functions every day. It's time to help your liver. There is a solution. Liver Health Formula, an all-natural supplement which contains 11 clinically proven botanicals that help to recharge and protect your liver. So, if you're looking to ignite your fat-burning metabolism, boost your energy, and transform how you look and feel, try Liver Health Formula and receive a free bottle of blood sugar formula to reduce sugar cravings when you order today. Try Liver Health Formula by going to GetLiverHelp.com/stew and claim your free bonus gift. Again, that's GetLiverHelp.com/stew.